Sharon Schmilars' poems have appeared in numerous literary magazines nationwide. She's also published travel memoirs and 3 children's picture books. She's won a Jerome Foundation Fellowship Award, grants from the Minnesota State Arts Board, the Region 2 Arts Council, and the prestigious 2012 Jane Kenyon Poetry Prize from Waterstone Review. And thanks to KFAI Radio in Minneapolis for help with this poem. Sharon Schmilars.
Fruit Closet. Is it right to spend one's time dwelling on an old fruit closet and its door handle, a homemade crossbar holding 2 doors from flapping open, swinging out? Is it wise to want to remember, keeping it just as it was, like something rich but really an awkward armoire, painted 1920 movie star green, thin-walled, made by a father, its shelves 2 1/2 feet deep, a sturdy box set off the earth floor on wooden blocks. By summer's end, a storehold gleaming with jars, specimens under glass, skinned pears, peaches, crab apples, sweetened for the winter table. Take home more, my father mourns, after my mother's death. I can never eat all of it up. Choke cherries, tomatoes, rhubarb, plums, cherries, jams, jellies, spiked by the inevitable bad jar that popped in the back, spewed its fumes. She could have put her foot down. She could have turned from the sink when he towered into the kitchen with his bulging handful of tomatoes, beginning the canning season. Why continue this, she could have said. We will never eat this down. The past is already too full. Canning is a historical act, once common and cyclical, performed by my mother's hands, which neither death nor new ways changed. They were the only part of her that looked real before the lid was closed.